Sandhill and whooping cranes have both been in the news lately. The sad news has to do with three cases of someone torturing or mutilating sandhill cranes in the Wesley Chapel area in Florida, where just after Thanksgiving, a dying crane was found near a construction site, its legs snapped with a wire. Its injuries were so severe that it had to be euthanized. Two other cranes had been found this year in the same area with severe human-caused injuries, one shot in the head with a nail and one strung from a tree with electrical cord tied like a noose. Those two birds did survive after extensive treatment. Sandhill cranes walk around neighborhoods in much of Florida as if they owned the place, which in fact they do. They're peaceable, used to people, and considered treasured neighbors by many of the people who have built their homes in the bird's habitat. But some people don't only want to live in wild habitat, they want to destroy every vestige of wildness left in it. And some people just don't like birds. People who actually hurt birds intentionally are rarer than those who hate and torture cats, but they do exist. Mark Twain once wrote about something that made him ashamed to be part of the human race. This is the sort of thing that makes me know exactly how he felt. But there's happy crane news, too. On November 19th, one of the first two baby whooping cranes to hatch in the wild started migration with its parents. The parents had been raised at Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in Wisconsin in 2002, and they learned their migration route that fall by following an ultralight airplane. They produced two eggs this spring, but one chick disappeared on September 12th. On November 23rd, the remains of that poor chick were found at a place at Nisida where the family had often roosted. A predator had killed it, probably on the same night it was last seen. Whooping cranes virtually always produce two eggs in a clutch, but very seldom successfully raise both through migration, so the surviving baby represents a big success for that pair. I don't know how far that first family of wild whooping cranes has gotten so far, but the 18 birds hatched this year that are following the ultralight finally made it to Georgia on Sunday, December 3rd. They were grounded for 10 days in Tennessee with bad weather, but finally crossed the Cumberland Gap, the worst stretch of their flight. In other happy whooping crane news, one baby who had been injured crashing into wires on the ultralight during last fall's migration and needed assistance both to complete last fall's flight south and this spring's flight back to Wisconsin has made it on his own to Florida this year. And perhaps the happiest news of all is that when the natural whooping crane flock that breeds at Wood Buffalo National Park in Canada and winters in the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge in Texas was censused last week, Tom Stain, the wildlife biologist who studies them, found a record-breaking number of them. On November 22nd, he found a total of 224. Right now, there are far more whooping cranes than when I was born, when fewer than 20 existed on the planet. Overall, we humans are doing a dismal job of preserving the natural world, but as far as whooping cranes are concerned, we're doing a wonderful job. Let's just hope that when the species recovers, people don't start torturing whooping cranes the way someone did to those Florida sandhill cranes. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.